A new health organization in Canada is focusing on ways to help people deal with the long-term effects of COVID-19 and to minimize the number of people who still might become infected. The Canadian COVID Society, CCS, is an advocacy group dedicated to addressing the long-term effects of COVID-19 in Canada, said a news release. The new group was founded by two physicians along with a physicist, an engineer and a governance expert, all from different parts of Canada. The group said their purpose is to fight against the enduring impact of the COVID pandemic through education, advocacy and support. This society will fight a disease that was the third leading cause of death across the country in 2022, and continues to cause substantial acute and chronic illness and deaths. To minimize its long-term harms, COVID deserves a national nonprofit organization similar to other high-profile medical advocacy organizations, said the CCS news release. Alas, COVID is not over, despite everyone's greatest hopes, said CCS co-chair Dr. Joe Vipond of Calgary. There is still so much to do, preventing further illness in schools, hospitals and other public spaces. Supporting those with long COVID. And preparing for the next wave and future pandemics. With 2.1 million people now affected by long COVID, Statistics Canada, the Canadian COVID Society said it is committed to advocating for those who continue to face the health challenges posed by the virus. The CCS will focus on mitigating transmission of illness through airborne precautions, on raising awareness of the need to prevent and find cures for long COVID, and ensuring access to resources for those in need, said the news release. Long COVID patients feel left behind, said board member Chris Houston of Toronto. The public is exhausted and reading confusing messaging. It's long overdue to launch bolder efforts to address both these issues. We need quality COVID information efforts. Right now, the public spaces are dominated by confusing and contradictory messages surrounded by misinformation. The COVID virus is airborne, as are influenza, measles, and respiratory syncytial viruses. Yet our leaders are reluctant to address the ventilation of indoor spaces such as schools, said the CCS release. In engineering, it is important to address the root cause when problem solving, said Cheryl White of Toronto, engineer and board member. With COVID, we must move beyond low-efficacy recommendations, like handwashing, for an illness that is transmitted via the airborne route and work together to improve indoor air quality, she added. The CCS release advised those who want more information on the society or information on and how to donate or get involved. Please visit our website at covidsociety.ca or contact us at info@covidsociety.ca.